Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it all honor, all praises, and all glory to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that Yahweh has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And we give it all honor, all glory, and all praise to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And this is nothing but the truth. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what will we be discussing this evening? We will be discussing darkness. Because the vast majority of the world, and the world has taught to our people, to be impressed and to look up and be astonished and be fascinated with things that the Most High simply don't give any holiness to or give any honor to. Not at all. Not the least bit. But the world has taught, the world believes, and the world has us under the impression that Yahweh takes pride, that Yahweh takes glory, that Yahweh takes satisfaction in things that he simply has not said that he takes satisfaction or glory in. So instead of inquiring and seeing what the Most High glories in, we go off of what the meditations of our own heart glory in. Or we glory in whatever the world is put before us to glory in. But we haven't inquired of the Most High. And the Most High have made this indictment. The Most High have made this statement. The Most High has said what the nation and his nation have done right before his very eyes, right before all of his creations. Yahweh has said exactly whom, what spirit that the people inquire of, or what spirit does not the people inquire of. And this is what the Most High has said in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." So the vast majority of Yahweh's people is not inquiring of the counsel of the Most High, nor are they inquiring of the Most High at all. And why is this? Because the nations in whom we are in the midst of, they don't inquire of the Most High Spirit. And they don't inquire of the counsel of Yah. And all this is doing is just perpetually adding sin unto sin. And this is where we get to darkness. Because the vast majority of our people have been taught. Because the vast majority of the world, they celebrate darkness. They don't do anything during the light portion. They wait till it's dark to do their partying, to do their celebrating. They wait till the darkness to do their dancing and their singing. This is a joyful time. This is an enjoyment to them because they wait to do theirs in the dark. And our elders used to say, what's in the dark shall be brought to light. But our people have been taught to celebrate darkness because the world is celebrating darkness. And this is only because the Most High said that we have gone all the way backwards. So we have to seek the straight path. We have to ask for the straight path of where we should go. And once we find out what the straight path is, we have to go after it. And the straight path was only laid down by Yahweh. The straight path has only been given by the Most High. The straight path has only been described in the Most High's book. This will utterly get rid of confusion. This will utterly get rid of all the chaos. This will utterly bring light upon darkness. And we're going to read about what the Most High thinks about darkness. We're going to read about what ways that the Most High say darkness shall lead. And we're going to begin by going to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, in the very first verse, Yahweh is laying down foundation of what he created. And we're going to read something distinct that we're not going to read before when we read once we read what the Most High has created. And in Genesis, the first chapter, in the very first verse, it reads, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." So what we see is that the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the deep. And you didn't see the Most High say when he saw darkness upon the deep that this was good, because this was not a good state to be in. You couldn't see anything. So nothing was being created. Nothing was being brought forth. It was just darkness. And you didn't see Yahweh say that I seen this, and it was good. You didn't see Yahweh say that something was good till he brought forth light. When Yahweh brought forth light from the darkness, he said, this is good. And this light was so good that Yahweh said these two are to be separated. And you'll see the way the Most High said he called the light day, and darkness he called night. See, a vast majority of our people are under the impression that night was before day. Well, that night didn't even have a definition. Yahweh said that it was darkness. He didn't say it was night. Yahweh said it was darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the water. And Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. And then he divided, and he saw that this light was good. And then he divided the light from the darkness. And then Yahweh called the light day, and he called darkness night. Because why? Now it's a good thing. Now you have light. Now you have a representation of something that's a tool to see. Now you can see where you go. Now you can see where you walk. Now you can see in the ways of where you're going. And now this is a good thing, because now you have a representation of something that you can use to see. And the problem with our people is that we are in darkness. Because the world would teach you that a day begins when it's dark. That life begins when it's dark. That your celebration, your singing, and your bringing forth of joy comes when it's dark. But you don't see Yahweh say something is good until light was brought forth. So what does that mean? That when you're in a dark state, you're not in a good state. I don't care what you try to justify it as. You could try to say I'm too advanced. You could say I'm too intelligent. You could say I got too many sheepskin on my wall. You could say whatever you want to justify it. If you don't have the word Yahweh, you don't have light. And if you don't have the light of Yahweh, you have darkness. And you dwelling in darkness. And not only am I saying this, but my Creator, our Creator, has said that we are dwelling in darkness. And not just darkness. It's the particular darkness that we're dwelling in. And we will get to that in a few scriptures. But Yahweh pulled the light from the darkness. Because to be in darkness is not a good state. Matter of fact, to be in darkness is an affliction. And to show you that it's an affliction, it's one of the things that the Most High used to afflict an entire nation that was oppressing his people. He did not use the light, but he used darkness. Because this was used as a tool to show that Yahweh is the Elohim of the heavens and the earth. That Yahweh does rule in the kingdom of men. And he used darkness to show this. In the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter. If you turn with me there. And in the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. And Exodus, the 10th chapter, in the 21st verse, he reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand towards heaven. There may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve Yahweh. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed, and let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, you must give us also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto Yahweh Elohim. So you see that Yahweh used darkness to afflict the entire nation of Egypt. But the nation of Israel, they had light. The nation of Israel were light. Because this is what Yahweh will show as a sign of something good. Light. But the nation that was in gross darkness, the nation that was in darkness, they knew that this was a far difference between them, the people of the Most High. Because at this moment, Pharaoh was actually humbled. And he said, look, go serve Yahweh. But you got to leave your flocks and you have to leave your herds. And this wasn't going to be suffice enough. Because we were supposed to take all of our victuals and leave up out of captivity. Not leave your victuals behind. And this is what they saw. This is what they recognized. And this is what Yahweh used as a tool of affliction. He used darkness. But the people that dwelled in Goshen, the children of Israel, they had light. Because Yahweh said that this light was good. And Yahweh created the light so that his people could see. So why are people trying to see in darkness? Why are people trying to dwell in darkness? Why is it that our people trying to establish things in darkness? When Yahweh gave the light to establish. Yahweh gave the light to be good. Yahweh gave the light to show forth the word of Yahweh. Now, if Yahweh said that darkness was going to bring forth anything good, then Yahweh's word would have been dark. But Yahweh has already revealed that he doesn't come to his servants in dark speeches. Because Yahweh knows exactly what's good. Yahweh knows exactly what's righteous. Yahweh knows exactly what his people will need to enact tools and ways of righteousness. And that's light. But when you're in darkness, you're not in a good estate. Because the nation of Egypt wasn't even in a good estate. The darkness was so heavy, they couldn't even see one another. They couldn't even see their hands in front of their faces. And that's a bad state to be in because you don't know for whence, where you're going. You don't know if you're going forward. You don't know if you're going backwards. You don't know anything anymore. Now you're in an utter state of confusion, which is the opposite of what Yahweh has said before us. Because Yahweh set before us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And all these are spirits of light. All of these are illuminations. All these things would enlighten an individual. But if you're in gross darkness, you don't know anything anymore. You could be in your place right now that you dwell in, and all the lights are on. Now you know where everything is at. It's an exact thing. You don't even have to guess. I know my chair's over there. I know my television's over there. I know this, my refrigerator's over here. But turn off the light and let gross darkness be there. You won't know your left from your right anymore. Because this is a state that's not good. But darkness can also be used as a tool to humble. But it can also be used by the Most High to rear confusion if you are under the impression or you believe that there's anyone or anything else besides the Most High. And to prove this, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 11th verse. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, and the 11th verse, it reads, "And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. And you heard the voice of the words, but you saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded unto you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it." So Yahweh caused this to be done. Not only was it darkness and clouds, but it was a thick darkness. So you would know, our forefathers would know, and we would know to this day, that besides Yahweh, there is none else. And out of this came the laws that he spoke with his own lips, and now he's written them with his own finger. 2 tablets of stone. These type of things have never been done on the face of this earth since. But these things had this darkness, this thick darkness, had to blot out everything. And Yahweh's going to show why it had to be done. Let's continue reading in verse 15. It reads, "Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh spoke unto you in Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female." And isn't that what our people worship in today? Yes, if you are in the religion of Egyptology, that's what you're doing. You're worshiping the male and the female. But Yahweh blotted this out of the heavens so we wouldn't have no confusion. And look and say, we got to be Yahweh. Look at that muscle hanging out the sky. Man, that's got to be Yahweh. Look at that breast that's coming out of the sky. That's got to be the Most High. No, Yahweh blotted out all this. The similitude and the likeness of male or female. The likeness of any beast that is on the earth. The likeness of any winged fowl that flyeth in the air. Are our people following after this today? Of course they are. It's called astrology. They worship bulls and rams and doves and flies and maggots and all type of things. But Yahweh blotted this out. So we would see that there's no confusion that Yahweh is the only Elohim. But let's continue reading. It says, likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And is our people following after these signs today? Yes, they are. One of the signs of Christianity is a fish. And our people are worshiping creeping things. They taken these things and they've made idols out of them. Yahweh blotted out and made it thick darkness so that we have no shadow of a doubt that Yahweh is the only Elohim. And then it says, at least now lift up thine eyes into heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, and should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh your Elohim have divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. And are our people following after the sun, moon, and stars today? Yes, they are. You have people that's worshiping the sun. You got our people that's worshiping the moon and the stars. Now, of course, pride will have them say, I'm not worshiping it. I'm just observing it. But you're not making any moves without it. So when Yahweh says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you waiting for a light that Yahweh didn't even ordain to usher in the Sabbath. When it's time to say, well, Yahweh says, come before him in the day of the new month and celebrate. Don't make a move until you, because you're waiting for a certain light. And instead of seeing this as a testimony for us to witness to the world that besides Yahweh, there is none else, our people went further and further into darkness. These are things that Yahweh blotted out to show that there was none besides the Most High. And our people have walked into these things and started serving and worshiping them. Our people have went further into darkness. Our people have went further into the abyss. Because Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. And Yahweh knows exactly what to use on his people. Now, darkness could be a separation between Yahweh's light, like what he did in the Egypt. Yahweh can use this darkness to blot out, to let you know that there's none besides him, like he just did in Deuteronomy 4. And as we have said earlier, Yahweh can even use darkness as an affliction. Because if you doubt, if you're depressed, if you're downtrodden, you're in darkness. If you're afflicted, you are in darkness. And this is why Yahweh has commanded us to relieve the oppressed, to help the poor and needy, because they're afflicted. They're in darkness. They don't see no light coming soon, because everyone that walks past them, everybody that puts a word upon them, adds more darkness to more darkness. And Yahweh said we're supposed to relieve the oppressed. But make no mistakes about it. When you're in a low state, a state, when you're in a depressed state, you're in a darkened state. One of the most righteous men in the scriptures, one of the wonders in the scriptures, was in this state. Turn with me to the book of Job, the 3rd chapter. What are we discussing? We're discussing darkness. We're discussing what Yahweh will do with darkness. We'll see if Yahweh looks at darkness. We have seen if Yahweh looks at darkness as a good thing or something else. And is our ways, is our point of view, is our walk in harmony with the Most High, or is it in harmony with our own hearts? And this is why we read in the law and the testimonies that Yahweh have left before us. In the book of Job, the 3rd chapter, let's see what Job was praying for and what the state that he was in. In Job, the 3rd chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not Elohim regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. And let darkness and the shadow of death stain it, and let it be a cloud dwell upon it, and let the blackness of the day terrify it. This was the estate that Job was in. He wasn't cursing the Most High. He wasn't cursing his host. He was cursing himself because he was afflicted, because he was down. And he said, let that day be darkness. He said, let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Because if you're in agreement with darkness, you're in agreement with death. And that's just the bottom line. Because if darkness was any sign of anything good, Yahweh would have called it good. Yahweh would have established it. Yahweh would have prospered it. And it would be in the path of prosperity. And you would say, well, man, I pray that your days be darkness and that the light never shines upon. No, nobody blesses their people in this manner except for those walking backwards. Because this man knew that darkness, I'm not in a good estate. So let darkness and the shadow of death stain it, and let a cloud dwell upon it, and let the blackness of the day terrify it. So let the darkest part of the day, let it terrify any goodness that's to come. Because this was the estate that Job was in. Because darkness is not synonymous with happiness. It's not synonymous or not in harmony with joy. To be in the dark state, to be in the dark, you're not in a good state. And if you're in darkness, there's no way that you have understanding. There's no way that you have wisdom. How do I say this? Well, let's see. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 104th chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 104th chapter, I'm going to read the 19th and 20th verse. And it reads, until the time that his word came, the word of Yahweh tried him. Excuse me, that was in the wrong verse. It says, he appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knows his going down. Thou give darkness, and it is night. Why? Because Yahweh defined what darkness is. So why is our people trying to go by darkness to establish light? Why is our people walking in the ways of darkness trying to prove light? It's totally backwards because it's totally been separated. But it says you make darkness and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim. Why? Because Yahweh said the nighttime is for the beast. Darkness is for the beast. Now the darkness, the beast come out and celebrate. The darkness, the beast come out in enjoyment because now it's feeding time. Now it's day season. But Yahweh said he gives his beloved sleep. And then it says further, in verse 22, the sun arises and they gather themselves together, lay them down in their dens because their season is over with. We done hunted, we done ate, we done ran, we done did all this thing. Now the sun coming up, now it's time to return back to our den. And that's what these beasts are doing today. They raising all type of hell at night all type of violence at night, all type of chaos at night, and when the sun is arising, then they go back to their prospective dens. They doing the same thing that Yahweh has ordained for what the beasts do at night. And then it says, man goeth forth into his work and to his labor until the evening. Because that's when it's in the evening, that's when the day is ending. And that's when the beast is coming out again. Because Yahweh has made a distinct difference between light and darkness. And when you are dwelling in darkness, and when you are walking in darkness, you're not in the positive state. You're not seeking wisdom, understanding, or knowledge from the Most High. You are in a state, a utter state of confusion. You are in an utter state of chaos. And is this what Yahweh has commissioned and commanded for his people? I don't think so. Let's read what Yahweh has commanded and commissioned for his people. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse, it reads, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you? Yahweh didn't already show us what's good. Yahweh already said that the light was good. So he separated the light from the darkness. Yahweh didn't already said that these commandments, laws, statutes, and judgments are good. And Yahweh about to tell us what's good again. He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Elohim. And my people, don't you know if you're doing these things, you seek in the light of Yahweh? You're not trying to be in the darkness. You're not trying to be in gross darkness. You're seeking the light of the Most High. You seeking the ways of the Most High. Now you seeking light. Now you seeking the straight path. Because you have grown tired of walking in the path of crookedness. You have grown tired and walking in the path of gross darkness. Because all that's in the path of gross darkness is death, destruction, and a way of wherein you don't know where you're going. It's just leading you further and further into the abyss of destruction. And Yahweh said, if you seek in him, you got to seek right. You got to do justly. You got to love mercy and walk humbly with your Elohim. And you can't execute none of these. You can't look for none of these if you're not seeking the laws of the Most High. And what did the Most High, what is the psalmist, what are the witnesses of the Most High proclaiming that the laws are to them? Well, let's see. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and the 23rd verse. Proverbs 6:23 reads, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. So the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Now, if darkness was a good thing, then the commandments and the laws would be darkness that's set before me. But no, these are lights. So you know what happens? When you walk out of the way of the commandments, now people may say, well, how do you walk out of the way of the commandments? All you have to do is cease from doing it. And not only do you have people that ceasing from doing the law, from ceasing from doing the commandments, now they're out there teaching to the world to cease from other people from doing the commandments. But steadily saying, praise Yahweh. steady saying hallelujah. Steadily all on the internet and all in the world proclaiming Yahweh, but they tell the people not to keep the commandments of Yah, not to keep the laws of Yah. When the psalmist, King Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived, who wisdom, understanding, and knowledge came directly from Yahweh, witnessed to say that the law, the commandments, is a lamp and the law is a light and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. So if you want to have a prosperous life, you have to seek after light. If you want a prosperous way, you have to seek after light. Not seek after darkness. But this is what's being taught in the world today. These are the ways that we are following today. We're walking in the ways of darkness and not into light. And what did Yahweh leave for judgment? For those that say you can't keep these laws. You can't keep these commandments. You can't keep the Sabbath. Don't do this on the Sabbath, where Yahweh had it spoken to say don't do it. Don't do this on these holy days, where Yahweh have it commanded not to do it. What is the reward for teaching against the laws of the Most High? Well, we're about to read the rewards in the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter. Because we're going to see what happens when you walk away from laws, from the commandments, from the statutes, and from the judgments of Yahweh. We're going to see what takes place. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see if you go find this pot of gold. We're going to see if you're going to find this bevy of women, or these bevy of men, or these trinkets, these diamonds, these cars, these jewels. We're going to see what happens. In the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter and the 16th verse, it reads, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." And this is what happens when you walk into the darkness. When you walk out of the sanctuary of Yahweh, when you walk away from the messengers of Yahweh, giving you the message from Yahweh, where you think you're going? You're not going to go further into the light. You don't went into darkness. And now you don't went so far into the darkness. Now you're in the midst of the congregation of the dead. So you don't have to watch The Walking Dead. You don't have to watch television to see how walking zombies look. All you have to do is go outside and look at the estate of your people. Look at the estate of the world. And you will see that they following after, not just, they following after darkness. They're not following in the ways of light. No, the light is like when you sleep and somebody removed the curtains and you cover your eyes and you say, oh man, get that light out of my face. I'm not done sleeping. Because you know, the more and more that light shines on you, the more and more awakened you'll become. And our people refuse to be awakened. Our people refuse to be enlightened. Our people refuse to follow in the ways of Yah. Because they think by following not in the ways of Yah, that now that they increased. Well, all you're doing is just wandering out of the way of understanding. And what is understanding? To depart from evil. So if you don't have the understanding of what you're receiving, then what are you doing? Walking into the ways of evil, walking into the further into the ways of darkness. You're not walking in the ways of prosperity. You're not walking in the ways of truth. You're not walking in the way of judgment. You're walking in the path of destruction. And when you turn your foot from hearing the commandments of Yahweh, you just remain in the congregation of the dead. And how does this look? How does this look? This gross darkness that you keep talking about. Oh, but how does this look? Well, Yahweh described how does this look in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Isaiah, the 60th chapter, this is describing what a state we are in to this very day. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. Because once the glory of Yahweh is upon us, once the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is upon us, once we are walking in the ways of and keeping the laws, statutes, commandments, and judgments of the Most High, man, these are ways of light. This is not ways of darkness. You don't get dumber by keeping the laws. You don't get more wicked by keeping the laws. Because you're going in the ways of light. You enter into the path of light. You rested in the light of Yahweh. But instead of receiving the light of Yahweh, we want to reject it. And this is why Yahweh said this in verse 2. He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Now, let's look at that for a moment. It says, darkness shall cover the earth. And you know how dark it has to be for darkness to cover the earth? That's the darkest state. But even worse than that, gross darkness covering the people. So that means the earth is in darkness. But even there may be a little speck of light come out from somewhere. But the people in gross darkness. And that's not a good estate. That's not a good state of being. And people always say that today. They say, man, that's the common thing to say today, man. You woke. Because if you start speaking out some things that's been already established, been already talked about, been already known by a portion of the people, they'll be like, man, you woke. Look how you break it down, the government. How you woke and you voting? How you woke and you marching? How are you woke and you think that the same one that's smiting you is going some way come and fight for you? No, that's not being, that's how gross darkness that we in. Only an individual will sit there and listen to the lessons that's been presented over the years by Yahweh's servant, bringing out by a preponderance of evidence by the word of Yahweh that these idols that we are serving, that we were serving and are serving, they benefit us none. Matter of fact, they only bring you into destruction. You can bring out all the scriptures about what Yahweh has to say about the Christ in the New Testament and show that besides him that there is none else. And show that Yahweh never set up someone to die for anyone's sin. And to show that Yahweh did have an anointed and has an anointed. And his name is King David. You can show all these scriptures and then go to the book of the New Testament and show all the contradictions in the New Testament. Show where you're supposed to hate your brother and hate your mother, hate your father, hate your wife, hate your children, even hate your own self. It's the reason why these bullets are flying rapidly in the streets and brothers and sisters are being murdered on a daily basis in broad daylight. You can show all these things and show where it says, but you got to love your enemies. Love those that despitefully use you. You can show about this slave Atlantic trade, the Islamic slave trade. But our people are still walking the aisles of Islam. And our people will see all these scriptures. And they'll see all this evidence. And they'll say, well, you know what? If serving JC is wrong, I don't want to be right. My people, this is the estate of gross darkness. This is the gross darkness that we are in today. And it's even covering the estate of our people that claim that we woke. Because now they don't want to leave captivity. Now they want to cleave the captivity. Now they don't want a release date from captivity. They want to stay in the prison house forever. They want to stay in the prison house until they can show Boss Charlie that they can act right one day, that he will release them. This is the estate of gross darkness that we dwell in. Now, does this look like, does this sound like something positive? Does this sound like something that Yahweh delights his people being in gross darkness? If gross darkness was a good estate, then it wouldn't be something that Yahweh said that we dwelling in. Yahweh would have said we dwelling in gross light. And his darts, that's how you would think our people, how we move. You would think this is what the scripture is saying. But to a lot of our people that's dwelling in gross darkness, that's exactly what this scripture is saying. Because the people going to make it that way. No matter how much righteousness you try to show them, no matter how much testimony and laws you try to show them, they're going to refuse to go into the light, because what they have done is now they out there calling darkness light. Now they out there calling evil good. And let's see where they're calling this. In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Yeah, I don't want to hear you telling me about the Sabbath day. Because we all know the Sabbath day begins in the evening. Well, where does it say that at? Man, don't come to me talking about a new month starts in the morning. It starts when the crescent of the moon is on. Well, where does it say that at? Why are you attributing so many things to darkness? Why are you attributing so much goodness to darkness? Because this is the estate that Yahweh said that we are in. He said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." I know we shouldn't be in the churches today, but the churches are doing a lot of good. I know we shouldn't be following the God of Islam, but the Muslims, they be doing a lot of good. Well, not according to the testimonies of Yahweh. Yahweh said, this is all we doing is calling evil good and good evil, and putting darkness for light and light for darkness, and putting bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And it says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." And this is why we dwell in the gross darkness. Because every man wise in their own eyes. They feel like the scriptures is not good enough anymore. It's going to give me some instructions, but I got it from here. I can walk from here. And I can establish my own ways and lead through righteousness with my own thoughts. We always said that this is a damnation for you to think like this and to walk in this way. And it says, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink." That's right. This is all you want to do is turn up. That's why you can't wait till the night comes so you can go to the bar. Like, man, it's happy hour, man. When class going to be over with? Man, when this brother going to stop talking so I can go to the bar? Bump what he talking about. Because this is all we doing. It's going backwards. When you call it evil good, when you call it light darkness, you're going backwards. And it's happening every day with our people. Some of the brightest people don't walk into the sanctuary of Yah. They found out who Yahweh is. They read the words of Yah. At one time confirmed the words of Yah, and now they done left the sanctuary, and now they done gone backwards. Now ask them who's the anointed. I don't know. Ask them when the day starts. I don't know. Ask when the Sabbath begins. It begins in the evening. Ask them about the laws and statutes. Can we keep them? No. Ask, can we get a blessing? They'd be like, nope, we forever cursed. Why? Because once you wander out of the way of Yah, you remain in the congregation of the dead. You remain in darkness. And Yahweh does see darkness as a way of positivity to our people. Yahweh doesn't judge darkness as a good path for our people. Yahweh gave us light. That's why the light is good, so that we may see. But how our people are today, they saying, get that light out of my face and bring the darkness to me. Because I'm way better when I'm in the darkness than when I'm in the light. I learn more when I'm by myself than in the midst of Yah's people. I know what the scriptures say. Gather yourselves together. But I feel like I need to be separated. I feel like I need to be in the house by myself. I feel like I need to be walking in my own way. Because I don't want to walk in the light. I want to remain in darkness. And this is not a good state to be in. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter. Because what are we discussing? We're discussing darkness. And how does Yahweh look at darkness? How does Yahweh judge darkness? Does Yahweh use darkness as something that's going to be plentiful for our people? Is Yahweh using darkness as something that's going to be a shield for our people? Well, let's see how Yahweh looks at darkness. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, and this is when our people were freed from the land of Egypt. This is when our people were liberated from the land of Egypt, and we was in the desert. Our forefathers and foremothers was in the desert. Look how Yahweh was with his people when we were in the desert. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, and they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge in the wilderness. And Yahweh went before them by day in the pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in the pillar of a fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of a fire by night from before the people. This is a great sign. This is one of the signs that our departed servant of Yahweh, Moriah Elisha, used to show that the day doesn't begin in the evening or a day doesn't begin at night. It was the pillar of fire and the pillar of a cloud and the pillar of fire. And he said, well, look, if a day begins in the evening, then which pillar would show up? Would you see the pillar of cloud or would you see the pillar of fire? Now, most knew where he was going with this, but some would actually say it would be the pillar of fire. Well, then that totally eludes a day beginning in the evening because it clearly denoted, it clearly separated and said Yahweh was a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of a fire by night. And the reason why people are trying to bring these things together, trying to confuse day and night, little do they know it's to their own detriment. Yahweh already said in the book of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, that if the ordinances of the day can be changed, the sun by day, the ordinances of the moon and stars by night, that the nation of Israel shall cease from being a nation from before me. Our people will try to do these things today, not knowing that it's to your own detriment. Now, only someone that's in gross darkness would do something like that. I'm going to try to prove a doctrine. I'm going to try to establish a doctrine. I'm going to try to walk it in a way that's detrimental to not only myself, but to my people. But then say, I'm a servant of Yahweh. Only a fool that's in gross darkness will walk in his way. And you're only foolish because it's the decisions that we make it. Because Yahweh has already said, curse be the man that trusts in man and make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. See, when we come into this knowledge, you have to always know that your relationship between the Most High is your relationship with the Most High. I can't make your relationship top-notch with the Most High. That's something that you're going to have to do. None of the Morays can make your relationship top-notch with the Most High. That's something that you're going to have to do. That's between you and the Most High. But when you trust in man and say, well, as long as he's walking with the Most High, I'm walking with the Most High. I'm nothing but flesh. I'm here today and could be gone tonight. I'm here today and could be gone tomorrow. Yahweh can easily take his spirit from me. So if you're following the Most High because of me, then you're going to be led in the ways that I lead. Now, if I'm going in the path of destruction, then guess where you're going? In the path of destruction. That's why it says in Proverbs, a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Because a fool have said in his heart that there is no Elohim. So don't think that your relationship with the Most High is predicated on your friends. Your relationship with the Most High is predicated on your family. Or your relationship with the Most High is predicated on your sons and daughters. No, your relationship with the Most High is predicated on you. Now, are you going to walk in the light of Yahweh, or are you going to walk in the darkness of Yahweh? Because this is what Yahweh has set before us, life and darkness. Which way are we going to walk in? And the vast majority of our people are walking in gross darkness. Not just darkness, but gross darkness. But Yahweh established that he was a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of a fire by night. And he said that he was a pillar of a fire by night to give us light. Why? So we can see. Why? So we can know what way that we should go. Why? So we can know which way in we should walk. Because to be in a dark state is to be in a confused state. And we don't serve an Elohim that's confused. We don't serve an Elohim that don't know which way to go. Every path of Yahweh is light. But when we refuse to walk in that path, choosing the ways of darkness. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 6th verse. And Isaiah 42 and 6 reads, I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. So we are light of the nations, not darkness. And we're going to see what happens when you walk in the ways of Yahweh exactly how you're supposed to look. We're not supposed to be in a darkened state. To be cursed is to be in a darkened state. To be afflicted is to be in a darkened state. To not be able to have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge before you is to be in a darkened state. And Yahweh said that he made us a light for the nations. But let's continue reading. It says to open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners, from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. And Yahweh said, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Why? Because this is Yahweh's light. Yahweh made this. Yahweh created this to shine on his people and to shine upon earth. So why in the world would Yahweh give his light or the glory of his light to another that wasn't even there? A Johnny or a Jane come lately. A Johnny or a Jane nobody. Yahweh wouldn't do these things. But you know who's giving these attributes and these accomplishments and these creations to? The people. even though Yahweh said he wouldn't give his glory to another, nor his praise to a graven images, our people are more than happy to do so. And the world is more than happy to do so. But that's why darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness has covered the people. Because Yahweh has also said if I came to these nations and told them this, they would have hearkened. But Yahweh said to his people, they won't hearken. And let's read further in what state that we're in. In the same chapter, to the 15th verse, it reads, I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Because this is what Yahweh wants us to dwell in, light. And when we follow it in the ways of Yah, and when we keep in the laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, and when we seek in Yahweh, and we seek in the spirit of Yah, and seek in the counsel of Yah, and constantly seek in the word of Yah, Yahweh said that darkness will be made light before us. Because Yahweh said the light is good. So that means the darkness is not good. Just like when the Most High say it's not good for man to be alone. So if it's not good for man to be alone, then that means it's bad. So if the light is good, then the darkness is bad. It's bad to be in a state of gross darkness. And this is what Yahweh is telling his people to seek after the light. And this is what the righteous will seek. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 119th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? Darkness. The estate of darkness that Yah's people is in, that the world is in. And what does Yahweh see about this darkness? And how does Yahweh, what does Yahweh delight in? Does he delight in light or does he delight in darkness? And we read the testimonies and laws of what Yahweh delight in, what Yahweh has brought forth, and what Yahweh is showing, the difference between light and darkness. In the book of Psalms, the 119th chapter, and the 130th verse reads that the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. So that means if the word of Yahweh has not entered unto us, then there's no way that the simple understand. So if the simple don't understand, then guess what ways they walk it in? Darkness. Because they shall not walk it in the ways of light. They shall not walk it in the ways of wherein they should go. They should not walk it in the ways of where they should be led. They're not walking in the path of righteousness and uprightness. You're walking straight into the path of darkness. And our people want to establish everything with darkness. When Yahweh said the light is good. And let's see what happens when you try to establish things through darkness. Let's see if Yahweh will have celebrations take place in darkness. Let's see. In the book of Yoel, the second chapter. Turn with me there. In the book of Yoel, the second chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, blow ye a trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As morning, the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever since like neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Yahweh said that the day of Yah is a day of darkness. This isn't the day where you're going to come out in the streets and start dancing and start celebrating and start doing backflips in the streets. This is a day of darkness. This is a day that the remnant knows that is rapidly approaching. This is a day that the remnant will seek to be hid from, but not the vast majority of the world, because they think the darkness is to be celebrated. Just wait till the lights are darkened. They want to be all outside with telescopes and special glasses to see the moon get darkened, to see it get dark in the daytime. But they're not going to desire this darkness. They're not going to be seeking after this darkness, because Yahweh going to show the world what true darkness really is. In this same chapter of Yoel, the second chapter, let's go to the 31st verse, and let's see who's going to be standing outside with their telescopes. Let's see who's going to be standing outside with their specially tinted glasses. Let's see who's going to be attentive to this darkness. Yahweh said in the book of Yoel, the second chapter, the 31st verse, he said, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh come. This is what Yahweh said would take place with these lights that he has established in the firmament of heaven. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon will be turned into blood. So how are you going to be outside looking for a crescent in this time? How are you going to be out sun worshiping at this time? You're not. Because this was never ways of us to worship or serve Yah. These are lights that set up because these are set times. So we know how to tell time. But these lights are not to be worshipped because these lights were created by the Creator. Now, how is the creation going to worship a creation? Only a people that's in gross darkness would do these type of things. And this is why Yahweh is going to show again that there is none besides him. That's why the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon be turned into blood. Because Yahweh is establishing that besides him, there is none else. And if you serving anyone or anything else besides the Most High, you dwelling in nothing but gross darkness. And when you in gross darkness, you're not celebrating. When you in gross darkness, you're not parading. When you in gross darkness, you're not happy. You're just under the illusion, but you are not happy. And when Yahweh brings this darkness, this show not going to be smiles and happiness. Turn with me to the book of Amos, the 5th chapter. In the book of Amos, the 5th chapter, I'm begin reading at the 18th verse. And it reads, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? For the day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. So that means that the day of Yahweh is not good. It's not good. Because Yahweh said that he called the light good. So that means that the day of Yahweh is a day of darkness and not light. That means this is not going to be good. And it says, as if man did flee from a lion, and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. No brightness in it. So you can try to dwell in the gross abyss of darkness. Or you can think that Yahweh takes pleasure in darkness. But Yahweh said it's not going to be a good day in the day of Yahweh. It's going to be darkness and not good. It's going to be darkness and not light. So why are our people trying to establish things by darkness? Why is our people trying to walk in darkness? Why is our people calling darkness light and light darkness? Because that shows how gross a darkness that you're in. Yahweh is letting it be known that we are not in a good estate. That we are not in an estate of where we should be. And because of this, we're being destroyed daily. But if you knew what Yahweh has set for his people, if you know what Yahweh has set up light and darkness for, then you could be able to recognize these things and you would know that everything is the judgment of Yahweh. Turn me to the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, 46th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Ezekiel 46 and 1 reads, "Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks towards the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new month it shall be open." Now, I know a lot of your scriptures, because my scripture said the same thing. It says the day of the new moon. With two things with that. We're about to read for number one why that's a contradiction of what this scripture is saying. But for number one, how can it be the day of a new moon when the moon is a light by night? See how backwards they've trained us to believe? See why we out here calling evil good and good evil? Because we've been bamboozled to think that that actually makes sense. Yeah, the day of the new moon. And our people are out there counting the light by night to determine their days. They walking in the light by night to determine when the feast days are. But my people, if this was ordained by the Most High, then you would have seen this as a testimony by the Most High. You would have seen Yahweh commanding his people to walk in darkness. To determine the light. But you don't. Darkness is so bad that Yahweh even gave darkness a little light. He gave it a lesser light. He gave it a great light. He gave it a lesser light. He gave them moon and stars. But our people are determining the light by night to say when the day begins. Now, if you know a day that began in the evening, then how would a month begin in the day in the evening? When a month is in nothing but a collection of days. And how can a year begin in the evening when the year is just a collection of months, which are a collection of days? My people, we got to get out of this gross darkness. But let's continue reading. It says, "And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshing hole of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbaths and in the new months." And this is why we are to worship Yahweh. This is how we're going to worship Yahweh in the future. It says, "In the beginning of our month." So when does Yahweh want us to worship him on the Sabbath? In the beginning. That's why Yahweh has said, "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same shall Yahweh's name be praised." But we want to put Yahweh's holy days in darkness. We want to put his laws in darkness, his statutes and judgments in darkness, when Yahweh has not ordained this. Yahweh said the light is good. and the darkness, that's not good. This is what Yahweh feels about the darkness. This is why Yahweh has given us light, so we can walk out of ways of darkness. This is why Yahweh has given us a light path, so that we cannot walk in the ways of darkness. This is why Yahweh has magnified his laws and make it honorable, so that we can have his laws magnified, so it could be a greater light to shine upon the face of this earth. That's why Yahweh has said this in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, Yahweh said this in the 2nd verse. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. So it doesn't matter how gross of darkness that we dwell in, it's not nowhere that Yahweh's light can't shine. Even from the grave, even from the pits of the belly of Babylon, even in the path that we don't know, Yahweh's light can find and shine upon you. Now we just have to choose Yahweh's light and walk therein. Because what Yahweh has commissioned for us is not to be a dark people. It's not to walk around in gross darkness. This is why Yahweh hasn't given us a religion. This is why Yahweh hasn't given us speech. Yahweh has given us actual laws and testimonies to follow. And once we start walking in these ways, once we start enacting these ways, once we start raising our children up in these ways, then you will see the nations see the light of the people of Yah. And it says this in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, in the 3rd verse, reads, "And the Gentiles, the nations, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then you shall see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted to you. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you." So you see why, when Yahweh put gross darkness upon the land of Egypt, we couldn't leave sacrifices behind, because the forces belonged unto us. They belonged to us then, and they belong to us now. Yahweh says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength." Yahweh says, "Shake off the dust. Go to the light of Yahweh." The people that's in darkness to see the great light. All these are signs to show that Yahweh said that in the book of Psalm 32, we said, "Arise, O ye Elohims, and judge the nations. For you shall inherit all nations and my people." The only reason why this will happen is because the light of Yahweh will be upon the servants. So we have to get out of this gross darkness. And the only way to get out of this gross darkness, you got to seek Yahweh. Seek righteousness and seek meekness. And Yahweh will shine his light upon you. And through us, will the whole earth come to the light of Yahweh's servant. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
praise Yah,
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 you died.
Praise Yah,
praise Yah,
praise Yah,
you die, Yah,
praise Yah,
praise Yah,
praise Yah,
you die, Yah,
praise Yah,
praise Yah,
praise Yah,
you die, Yah,
praise 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 Yah,
yeah. Praise Yah,
praise Yah.
Righteousness have to be earned. A curse will come upon you with his words you won't confirm. Praise Yah,
praise Yah.
Created day and the night, don't go the left. Hard right, call Yah, Sabbath for the light. Praise Yah,
praise Yah.
With all your business, you must sing. They got the Elohim next to him, there is no king. Praise Yah,
praise Yah.
The mighty Yah has the flaws. And all of my companions, those who fear and keep his laws. Praise Yah. Praise the Most High Yah, who saved the soul of this dead man. Show me who I am. Give me the chance to see that good land of blessings bundle. You fumble, you crumble. A light to the nation, the mothers. Life goes the meek and the humble. Angels seem to surround me just like a cummerbund. No need to boast or whip my tongue. Know where my blessings from the Most High Yahweh. His laws I keep beside me. His sweetness to my soul. You hate them, your heads are rolled. In the midst of the wilderness, just scorned as they will cease to prosper. To them, y'all shoopers like a lion to a lion prophet. My last father's like a Tyson mixed with customada. Knock out Christ Muhammad and give my holy Yah his honor. My Abba Father, Yah, my college and my alma mater. To keep his praise going, I cannot go down in silence. To follow after men so they know the war. Praise the mighty Yah, he give you something to vote for. Praise Yah. Righteousness have to be earned. A curse will come upon you if this word you won't confirm. Praise Yah. Created day and the night, don't go the left or the right. Call God Sabbath for the light. Praise Yah. With all your voices, you must sing. The Yah's a Elohim. Next to him, there is no king. Praise Yah. The mighty Yah has the flaws. And all of my companions, those who fear and keep his laws. Praise Yah. I love Yah because he heard my voice and supplications. Inclined his ear into me and severed us from other nations. Walked in the midst of death, wicked what the chance is given. That's why I praise the mighty Yah as long as I'm living. My ways of Yah, I will show that all my works were worthless. In the statues of my Yah, cause all his ways are perfect. Adored, sweet as honey, so you have to love it. Not bread alone, by every word, how we govern. Seven covenants, you blessed, if you know the name. Circumcision comes, the first is what he gave to Abram. Second, Jerron fell into some bad habits. That's what you are if you forsake the almighty Sabbath. Don't take for granted that it's written in the Ten Commandments. You must love it to be inside his new covenant. No expiration of the kingdom of his servant David. Yah words is forever hollow, covenant day and night. Follow. A curse will come upon you with his words you won't confirm. Praise Yah. Created day and the night, don't go the left or the right. Call Yah Sabbath for the light. Praise Yah. With all your voices, you sing. The Yah's a Elohim. Next to him, there is no king. Praise Yah. The mighty Yah has the flaws. And all of my companions, those who fear me, keep his laws. Praise Yah. Not 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 praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.